Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to
I was
Sex
with
pick
Emily.
Up for you.
We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Where your sex life will improve just by going to Sex with Emily. And it happens all the time. We love hearing from everybody at feedback@sexwithemily.com, or you can just easily email me right through the website. We are here to make your sex life and your relationships better. That's our purpose on the planet. That's why. Right, Manus?
Yeah. You almost missed your cue, so I was like, what? What's
I know.
Going on?
I was just talking to you, Kelsey, for a second. Right. Okay. I'm here, though, and it's Friday, so happy Friday, everybody.
You're here, and you're stressed.
I'm a little anxious just because
you have to catch a flight.
I have
later.
To catch a flight, going to LA, recording Ooh. The Doctor's TV show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure when it's gonna air. I'll have to let everyone know. But I'm going on the Doctor's to talk about 50 Shades of Grey.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. And I'm gonna see my agents and my LA peeps, and it's 90 degrees there. And yeah. I'm very happy about it. I'm excited. What are you going to
What is going on in your life?
Oh, my God. It's been crazy since we had the Misadvised finale on Monday night.
Yeah.
Misadvised is a show I've been on Bravo television, and that has been exciting and sad, kind of bittersweet.
I know, it
I'm
was.
I'm sad that it's over.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to get a season. The ratings were great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you don't want to knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Whatevs.
Whatever. If something happens, it happens.
Yeah.
But feel free to tweet Bravo if you guys are listening and say that you want a season two of Misadvised.
Yes, at Bravo TV and at Bravo Andy and say, we love Emily. We want a season two.
That's all
you
got to do.
And you can also tweet me at Sex with Emily. And Menace is at White Menace.
Yeah. A lot of Sex with Emily listeners hit me up on the Twitter.
What do they say?
They just joke. They just like quote me on a bunch of things that I say.
Because
you know
funny.
I say a bunch of ridiculous things on the show.
Right, like always. That's what I count on you for.
Yeah.
The ridiculousness of it all. Mm-hmm. So you finally watched the finale episode.
Yeah, it was just a day later.
Right.
And I watched it, and it was awkward.
It was awkward.
It was weird.
Yeah, it kind of took a turn, huh?
It threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it was confusing,
so
right?
Can we explain what happened? So, the episode before that, it was you and the guy that you were going
right
out with to this. We're all at this like bar and we're talking, and then this guy brings up he wants to take you to Napa. So that's where the last episode picks up.
Exactly,
is you and Napa with this guy
going to Napa,
and then you have this dinner, and you go on this wine tour, and you're all lovey-dovey, but then the conversations just start getting weirder and weirder.
Right.
And then the next day you wake up, because you went to bed, supposedly, did not have sex, fully clothed, wake up the next day, and then you're at this very obscure, like, brunch, and the most odd conversation happens. Can you break it down for me?
I'm going to break
it
down for you. Yeah, okay, so we're sitting there, and so what happened was we drank a lot. We were drinking in Napa, of course, so that's what you do. And we woke up in the morning, and we were having breakfast, and he started to talk to me about the fact that we're not supposed to be monogamous. And then he said something about, yeah, you know, strange puss. Like, that's what everyone's after, is a strange puss.
Yeah.
And then he said something to the effect of, I can't even remember now, but just like, let's not talk about this anymore. I don't want to really, I don't remember what it was. And then it just turned bad. And then he's like, well, let's just talk about sports. And I'm like, I hate sports. And it just turned awkward because he was like, if I'd, here was the kicker. Mm-hmm. If we had slept together, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. Meaning that if we had slept together, he would already have left. Or, and he said, don't most guys want to just leave after they have sex? And I said to him, no, most guys want to have sex again, which has been my experience. I haven't had any guys leave my bed. Let's just say that.
All right.
And then it ends.
Yeah. But do you think that was a fair representation of that conversation?
You know,
do you think it was that?
It was a longer conversation. Obviously, it's
obscure.
It was edited. Obviously, it was an hour long breakfast that was for 5 minutes. But I like David. I think he's a really good guy. I just think some of the comments weren't great. But I think that I, you know, kind of dodged a bullet. I'm not going to start. Who am I to get in a long distance relationship right now? Anyway, he's not my guy, and I feel good about it.
Well,
I feel
who
like
are
overall,
you to get into a relationship in general?
I'm not loving relationships. I can't. It's just so much, takes so much time, and I'm so busy.
They won't hang out with me all the time.
I know.
It's a pain.
I know. They always want to hang out every day. Who said that rule? Like, who made that the thing that if you're dating someone, you should try to spend as much time together? I think that's what kills
when
most relationships.
You love each other, you want to hang out
no,
all the
you
time.
No, you don't. You do for the first 6 months, and then it becomes a habit, and then you're together every day, and then you stop having sex. I think you need little breaks.
Mm.
You shouldn't see each other every single day. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe you're living together. I get if you're married, but at the beginning, whatever. So that's just my thing lately with relationships. But today's show, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. We've got fellatio tips to the people from the people. We had a contest sponsored by Mask, M-A-S-Q-U-E, Your Mask. We're going to be talking to Michael, who invented Mask. They're basically like these Listerine strips that mask the taste of semen. So we're going to get into that more later. But anyway, we asked people, what is your best oral sex tips for fellatio? We did last week, we did cunnilingus tips. So these are some tips from the people. And then we're also going to talk about 10 facts about orgasms that you did not know. And I found them to be quite fascinating. And then we're going to read the emails from the people, get a little sex in the news if we've got time, and just have some good old time. But first, I got to give a shout out to our sponsor, Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve, you get 50% off most items. And for a limited time, you can pick 3 adult DVDs with your order. Use coupon code Emily at checkout. And if you've never had a sex toy, it's a great site to go to, and they have good prices, and you can buy yourself something. You can buy something for your partner, like a rabbit or a pocket rocket, or there's so many different sex toys. Just figure out, you know, it's a great gift, and you can buy DVDs, lingerie, all that stuff. So check out adamandeve.com and do that. Use coupon code Emily. Okay, so we can, what else? What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to the Outside Lands Music Festival.
It's this weekend?
In San Francisco, yes.
Outside Lands is this weekend?
Yeah.
What the hell?
You usually go all VIP on that.
Yeah. Wait a minute. It's this weekend.
It's this weekend.
I'm going to be in LA. I get back Saturday. When does it start? It
starts Friday. Friday, Saturday,
today.
Sunday.
Okay. How did I miss this? Like, usually who's the big headline? It's a great concert we have in our park.
Yeah, it's basically like Lollapalooza
Are you
in
going?
Chicago. Oh, yeah. I gotta
you're
go.
Working it?
Yeah, I'm working. I got to do interviews. I can't get you in.
Sunday.
Sorry. I can't get you in. They have like a whole...
I know the deal. I've gotten in for free every year.
Okay. Good luck this year. They changed up the whole wristbands.
F the wristband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know who I am? I am Emily. I am on Bravo Television. Let me in.
Yeah. Let me in. What is the problem? I love that show. Hopefully.
But they have, this year they have Stevie Wonder, the Foo Fighters, Jack White,
I like Jack
Beck,
White.
Justice. They have, it's just like a ridiculous lineup.
Fun.
They
so you're going to be working
Black Keys, I think, too, will be there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Like
I have
time.
To do some interviews on Friday.
That sounds like a good time, Menace.
It
maybe
should
you'll
be
meet
a good
some
time.
Nice chicks.
Maybe. Or maybe I'll be working and not caring about that kind of stuff.
Oh, but I think that people will come up to you and stuff because you're so cute.
I'm going to be backstage.
Oh, okay, forget it then. I'm just going to go to LA for a few days and then I'll come back and I'll throw your name around and see if I can get in to the show. Okay, so let's, we can start with a little sex in the news and then we're going to make our call to our special phone call about oral sex. So there is Sex and News free vibrator alert. Special hot dog carts hit Manhattan. So New Yorkers are constantly being given free food on the street, but what about free vibrators? Now there are hot dog carts decked out with slogans like "Get your vibes here" and "Relish the moment." Get it? Like relish, like hot dog. Trojan will be handing out 5,000 of its Triforia sex toys, a retail value of $40, and another 5,000 of its Pulse toys. It's the biggest vibrator handout in history. Okay, so that's the Sex of the News story I got first. But the second one is that it was cock-blocked in the Flatiron District. It went terribly wrong after they launched it today. And minutes after give the giveaway, a representative armed with a clipboard said the mayor's office is closing them down. Why are people so anti-vibrator? Half of all Americans have owned a vibrator. That's a study show.
Vibrators are scary.
No, they're not.
To males.
Have you really never been with one turned on? Like, you've never been with a woman who used a vibrator?
Not when we're having sex, no.
It's a really fun addition.
Haven't brought it into, for you.
For me.
For
it's
you.
Good times.
It's good.
And it feels
because
good on the man's penis.
You,
some men like the vibration on their penis. I'm just saying. But that's how I feel about that. Okay. You can't hand out unauthorized condoms in the Olympic Village.
Really?
Yeah. Olympic authorities are investigating a bucket of unapproved, non-sponsored condoms found in the village.
Oh,
the
that's
unapproved
what it is.
Condoms, it's kangaroo condoms from the gland down under. Thousands of athletes from around the world live in the Olympics. Have you been reading all this about all the sex happening?
I have not. That's going down at the Olympics?
Yeah, with all the people there at the Olympics had lots
they're
banging?
Of
sex. Yeah, they're banging. Wouldn't you? It's kind of exciting. I haven't watched any of it, of course. Have you?
Yes, I watched it a little bit.
How do you have time to work and watch TV?
I put a television on while I'm working.
Oh, in your office?
In my office and at home.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's really, really smart.
I'll just keep it on in the background so I know what's going on in the world.
I need to start doing that.
Yeah, I watched Michael Phelps swim and,
did
you know,
win?
Become the biggest gold. He won all the gold medals ever and all that kind of stuff. Wow. What's wrong with me today? It's Friday,
you're tired
everybody.
Because you got a new radio show. If you guys are in San Francisco, listen to Menace on Live 105. Monday through Friday from what time to what time?
6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah,
it's a
too bad
show.
I don't get up till 10, but I swear to God I would try to listen.
Thank you. It's not about banging.
It's not about sex?
It's not about sex.
Is it hard for you not to talk about orgasms on the radio?
No, I think I get enough of that with you.
I love that you got your new show. I'm very proud of you. So I want
Thank
everyone to listen
to
Menace's show. And, okay, let's call our guest.
We should.
Okay, this is Michael from Your Mask. Hello.
Hello.
He sounds like he's out outside lands already this weekend.
Hi, Michael. It's Emily Menace from Sex with Emily.
Hey, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully. Sorry about that. I just had to dash from my little dinner I was telling you about.
Oh, I know. Well, thank you for stepping out to talk to us.
We are so – I'm so excited to talk to you today.
I know. We're happy to talk to you because you guys sponsored a contest we did with asking people for oral sex tips, fellatio tips, and cunnilingus tips. Last week we did the cunnilingus. Now we're doing the fellatio. We got hundreds of responses from people, and we're going to pick some of the winners. It's so great. And I was just we talk about mask all the time, but how did you come up with the idea of creating mask?
Actually, I'll be honest, it wasn't me.
Have
a founder, a funder, who the story is actually kind of cute. Three couples in their mid-50s at dinner one night. And they have had a few drinks. They start talking about sex, as people tend to do. And one of the men turns to his wife and says, "How come you don't perform oral sex on me anymore?" And she said, "It tastes terrible." They get into this conversation, and she leaves. The gentleman who came up with the idea with, "If you can make it taste like chocolate syrup, I'm back in the game." And so we spent the last 2.5 years trying to make it taste like chocolate syrup.
Right, I love it. I always say it's like oral sex with the milk. It's like tastes like a milkshake or something is what I say. Yeah, exactly. It's chocolate. It's strawberry, mango, watermelon, chocolate. So what's the response been like? I'm sure you've probably heard from people who are like, "Oh my God, my wife never would perform oral sex, and now she won't stop because I taste like a milkshake or whatever."
Right. We love that. You know, a lot of people look at it and think it's just a bunch of guys that have created this product, and they get it more. But what we love to hear is we get a lot of emails from both sides of the couple. Where he'll say, "Oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing in the world. She's doing it and everything." But then she'll tell us, you know, a week later, "Oh my gosh, he's back in the game. He sent me flowers for the first time in 5 years." Or,
right.
You know, And she says, I can't say it's all about masks, but I have a feeling it's a lot about masks. So.
Right, exactly. That's what I think. I think that they're awesome. I think it's a great idea because, I mean, okay, what do you think about this? Do you hear this, Michael, that women... I don't know if this is like an urban legend, but I kind of think there's some truth to it that once you get married, women stop performing oral sex.
Well, what do they say when the ring goes on, they're done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have talked to, you know, we've obviously talked now to thousands of people. The record for me for a married couple is that I've personally spoken to is 14 years.
14 years that they...
Since she's done it at all.
Oh, my God.
But I've talked to hundreds of couples where it's mostly a birthday/anniversary type thing. And most of it, you know, again, the goal of this, you know, some people look at masks and they think, oh, it's all about swallowing. Well, of course it's not. The biggest problems that they have is kind of during the act. His act of lubrication, his, you know, seminal release during the act is where the bad flavors come. So it's not all about the end result. It's about just making it better for both parties, of course.
Right, exactly. I think that's cool that you've heard from all these people. I mean, I think it's a great product. So we are trying to pick out the winners here, and I thought maybe you could help.
I'd love to.
Okay, so here's some of the ones that we've got. So many here. So okay, I'll read you a few, and you can pick which one you like. So, and Menace always says he's sitting here. He always says that I give a lot of oral sex tips on the show, and he always says a woman shouldn't be giving oral sex tips because guys know better their own penis, blah, blah, blah. But I still think I know how to do it pretty well.
Gay guys should be teaching people on how to give oral sex.
That's what Menace thinks, the gay men. But these are what the people said. Okay, here's one. Make sure there's lots of lubrication. Don't just bob it in and out of your mouth. Mind the teeth and use a little tongue swirling around the tip. A little bit of licking down the shaft. Suck on it like it's the best damn lollipop you ever had. Use hand movements up and down the shaft. Don't forget to lick, kiss, and even suck a little bit. Fondle the balls gently in your hand. That's one we have as a possible winner.
Yes.
That kind of covered a lot.
It certainly does.
Okay. So then we got, while performing oral sex, you can add chocolate body paint, squirty cream, or ice cream. Then spend time licking and sucking it off or try flavored lubricant. And I was thinking here, insert try flavored mask strip.
Yes, there you go. I was going to say the ice cream may hurt the mask a little bit. But yeah, no, I like that one a lot as well. I think I'd still go with the first one just because it was so comprehensive.
Okay, well, here's another one. Here's a third one. These are the three that we thought. Okay, always play with the tip. With your mouth and tongue, that's where they're most sensitive. While one hand... plays with him and the other hand is playing with his balls. The wetter, the better, and suck, kiss, and lick every part of him, not missing anything. I've never had a complaint.
That's pretty darn good, too. I've got an idea.
Okay.
If we pick all three winners, then we'll send some more stuff out to the other two.
That's awesome. That is awesome. They're all winners then. Everyone's a winner. We're going to read more of them.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah, everyone's a winner. That's good. We love all of our mask stuff. We wear our mask t-shirts and the pens and the thing. Our whole office is like mask stuff all over it. We love it.
We will put together some great swag bags with a lot of product for them and send a bunch of samples so they can share with their friends as well.
That is great. I think it's a great thing to share. We've actually eaten them during the show. Haven't we tried them during the show, Menace?
Yes. Delicious.
And you loved every moment of it. So anything else that we need to know, Michael? Anything else about anything else, new products coming out or exciting things happening?
Well, for your global customers, we are about to sign a deal for European distribution. And then tomorrow, I leave for a few days in Los Angeles, and then I'm headed to Hong Kong to start negotiating for Asian distribution.
Oh, that's great. I love it. We have a lot of international listeners, actually. So everyone can get it.
I know, it's exciting. And so we'll be in Australia, New Zealand, and some areas of Asia, hopefully within about 60 days. So.
Okay, I think you'll do well in Australia. We hear from a lot of Australians. They love the sex.
Oh, yeah. We actually get a lot of people that will pay to order it to be shipped from the U.S. to Australia. So
that is really cool. Okay, well, thank you so much, Michael. I'm going to let you get back to your party. We love your mask. It's sexualflavors.com.
Thank you, Emily, so much. We love our relationship with you.
I know. It's been really fun. Have a great dinner party. Thank you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye, Michael. There you go.
Right.
Now we can get to some more of the oral sex tips. We already picked some winners, but I think – and these are from the people, Menace, so you can't say that they're from me and I'm not giving you good
– Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So – oh, here's one. First one. As a gay man, I can say a little tongue swirl around the head gets them going. So you respect that tip because it's from a gay man.
Yeah, a guy knows what it feels like.
Okay. You can't neglect the balls. Always, this is another one. You can't neglect the balls. Always use a little hand motion and keep it wet from the base up and show them love to the tip. What do you think about the tip?
I think you should just get the job done.
What do you mean? Give me your best tip.
No, the job. I mean, don't like play around with it. Ugh. You know, talk to it like it's a microphone or something like that. Just don't do any of that kind of stuff. When you're trying to be sexy and go super slow.
Do you laugh at women in their face when they do stuff like that?
I hold it in because I want them to.
But aren't you just happy they're like sucking on your penis?
I am. But you know what? I'm not impressed by you trying to act super sexy. Not. I think it's ridiculous.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I think a lot of guys, I've heard that my best oral sex tips for women is to be enthusiastic. So you want to look, you want to be into it. You want to look like you are eating a lollipop, sucking on a lollipop. You want to be enthusiastic. And it is a little bit about technique because you want it to keep it wet. You want to keep it, your mouth going. But you also have to learn, every guy likes it a little differently. So it's passion, it's enthusiasm, technique, and how, and another guy told me this, he said, how she looks when she's doing it. That's another tip, that she's got to look good when she's doing it.
Yeah.
Because you're visual and you're watching.
Yeah.
Are your eyes closed? You're not watching.
No. Yeah, no, she has to look good when she's doing it. Yeah, that's good. But not, you know, again, just trying to take your time with it and all that stuff. Guys just want you to complete the job, you know?
Right. Okay. Fine. All right. Here's some more tips from the people.
All right.
I've always found when giving a BJ on a guy, stick with what they like. No guy wants you to surprise him. At least the guys I've known. Be consistent with the stuff they like and they'll enjoy it more.
All right.
So be consistent with what they like. How do you find out what they like? Do you ever verbally tell a woman, like, you know what? Slow down. Go faster. Go slower. I think it's in the guy's duty to – it's a guy's man's duty to tell or instruct if it's not going well. Like if a blowjob's going south.
Yeah. You got to stop it.
You got to stop it and say, no, go faster, go slower, slow down. I've had guys say that very rarely, but I do get feedback. Okay, this one tip just says swallow. How do you feel about that?
I totally agree with that.
What if they don't swallow?
I mean, it's not going to hurt my feelings.
No, you won't be offended?
No.
Okay.
But I mean, if you really love me, then you will swallow.
Oh, that's not true. Some women don't like it. But if they had a mask strip on their tongue, they might not care because it masks the taste of semen. Get it? Mm-hmm. Okay, a lot of tongue work and a little nibbling always works. You probably wouldn't like the nibbling. You always say nibbling, no?
No.
Okay.
Guys call it grazing.
I think some guys like nibbling. Okay, here's another one. Eye contact when you're sucking and make sure those eyes are filled with emotions, lust, hunger, or play it coy if you're role-playing. Guys like eye contact.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, and then there's the next one, eye contact. Also use hands simultaneously and don't actually blow. I think women might think that you're really supposed to blow.
Yeah.
Don't blow. Didn't you have that happen to you once? Was that you?
Not me. The funniest thing I've ever heard with one of my buddies is a girl threw up on his weenus.
Oh, that's...
And it's funny because I brought that up and some other guy in a group of friends was like, oh, I had that happen to me too.
Right, when you're drinking too much.
You're drinking too much, and then they gag and throw up on
Oh,
you.
My God. Oh, my God. That is awful. But I'm sure that happens all the time, especially on college campuses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've never thrown up from drinking, so I can guarantee you I've never thrown up on a man's
penis.
You've
never thrown up from drinking?
Not once in my entire life.
Then you never...
I've gotten drunk, but I've never... I have a fear of throwing up.
You should drink this drink called Cisco. It definitely would be a drink that would make you throw up.
I don't want to drink it. But you know what I like?
It's wine.
It's what?
It's wine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't want to throw up. I mean, I've gone this far without throwing up. But you know what made me reminisce when we were watching the Misadvised episode last episode or two episodes ago when we were having our panty dropper drinks together?
I know.
At the Dubliner. And it's a bar in San Francisco. And we never go out for drinks anymore. And I was drunk that
night. You're always out of town. You're a superstar now.
I had two panty droppers that night. What's in them again?
It is
I kind of want to order them when I go out.
Lemon.
It really is a panty dropper because I'm a really bad drinker. Like, I can't, not that my panties dropped for you that night or anything.
Totally did.
But I think that it was something that very rarely do I find a drink that I can actually drink.
Yeah.
I don't like to taste the most alcohol. I had two of them, no problem. So I think that's a tried and true thing and we should bottle it.
All right.
Okay. So, all right. Give it, okay, here's some more oral sex tips.
Okay.
Give it all attention from tip to balls and don't just go for the big O, but savor the time down there and make it last for him. Okay, next one. Don't be afraid to explore. Stroke, lick, and suck on his balls, thighs, tummy, ass. Use your fingers at the same time you're using your mouth. Make it messy sometimes. He'll appreciate that you're more concerned with his pleasure than the drool. People are really graphic here. Use your hand. Find a rhythm. The wetter, the better. Use hands with a good grip. Twist as you approach the head, and don't forget the wetter the better, nice and sloppy. Everyone says that it should be really wet.
I believe so.
I mean, you want dry, like sandpaper tongue going up and down. Ooh, that would be bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Lick front to back and suck the area between aggressively as you stroke the shaft and insert a finger into the anus.
Where? Into the anus?
That's what these are from the people.
Our people are pretty freaky.
No, they're not. Our people are pretty mainstream, I think. Okay, don't get boring. Get dirty and enjoy it. Lick and suck the balls and make eye contact. Eye contact. I've always heard that. You got to make eye contact. And sometimes I forget. You need to do that. Okay, suck like you're sucking on a straw. Creates just enough suction. What about that tip? Okay, those are all the tips we're going to read. You're not even engaging with me.
What? I'm engaging.
Is it because it's about penises and you don't want to hear about penises besides your own?
No, I'm just like, I'm just taking in all the tips that they're saying. Like,
I know,
what,
I love
what
hearing
am I gonna
everyone.
Add
and we have a new, it. We have a, what'd you say?
They're not my own tips, so.
Well,
what
give
do you
me
want
a tip.
Do?
Give me a tip for women listening since you think that men are the experts on their own penises. What is your best oral sex tip? And
don't,
then we'll move on to another
don't
topic.
Don't do the stupid teasing thing that you women think is so sexy. That's what I've been trying to say. Ugh. Just get to the point.
Some men like teasing.
Some men, yes, because they're going to email and say, oh, yeah, I like to be teased. No, it's not that they like to be teased. They like women touching their penis. So, of course, they're going to go through this process to get a woman to suck their penis. I'm sorry. That is the truth of it.
That is not the truth.
It is the truth.
Some men like to be teased. We've talked about this. We've had callers. We've had people say that. So I'm just not even going to get involved.
They're just happy that someone's touching their penis. I'm sorry.
You just need to have more playful sex. Seriously. Some men like teasing. I don't think you should. You, Menace, does not like teasing. There are men who like a little, like, she goes down on you a little bit. She sucks a little bit. Then she goes back up and does other stuff. And then she goes back down again and leaves the room, comes back. No, just kidding. But, you know, prolong it.
Yeah. And then random. Okay. And then random blowjobs.
Random acts of blowjobs?
Yeah. Random acts of blowjobs are amazing.
Right. Like when you walk in the house and she whips down your pants?
Yeah. Why can't you just do that more often?
Why can't women do that more often?
What the hell?
I don't know.
I mean, we pay for everything.
No, you don't. So, all right.
In some relationships.
In some
relationships.
I'd love
to have a woman that just paid for everything.
Me too. I'd love to have a
guy
that pays
everything.
You want to
talk about me going down? I'll go down all the time.
If you had a woman who was bankrolling you, you would go down on her all the time.
Oh, yeah. To show my appreciation.
Some men go down on women because they actually enjoy it.
Maybe I would enjoy it. But I'm just saying, either way, even if I didn't enjoy it.
If there was dollar signs in your eyes, you'd enjoy it.
No. But even if I didn't enjoy it, and that is something that she wanted, and that would be a way that I can show my appreciation on how she takes care of me. Why can't a woman give fellatio, even though she doesn't like it, and a man is taking care of her, why can't she just do it?
I don't know.
You know?
I think that what
the
a lot of women do.
The world is an effed up place, Emily. You know?
There should be more blowjobs for around.
I think, and I'm not trying to take, I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm saying this goes both ways.
Yeah.
Show your appreciation.
Show your appreciation for your lover and go downtown tonight.
If that's what they want.
If that's what they want. A lot of people want that. What am I saying? Okay, let's get into some emails.
All right.
Okay, and then we'll get into our topic later. We have another topic besides oral sex tips. We're going to be talking about facts about orgasms. And it's an infographic. It's really interesting, and it's going to teach you a lot about the female orgasm. Okay. Dear Emily. Or actually says, okay, Emily, like we're having a conversation. I met a guy at the bar the other night. We really hit it off, which isn't the case for me. Usually at the bar, I'm very picky. Had a sleepover at his place. No sex. It was a great time. He told me that night that he was leaving 2 days later to film across the country for 2 weeks and that Ann Arbor is his home base, but that he's gone frequently to film, which is a total bummer. The next day, he texted me and it went back and forth all day and into the next day when he left. Do I try to keep this thing going while he's gone in hopes that when he is home, we can try out the dating thing? Or is it just a lost cause given his career and his lifestyle? Thanks, Amanda. Well, I'm not sure how far. Okay, so Ann Arbor is. Okay, so you're probably from Ann Arbor, where I went to college.
Yeah.
It's my college town. Okay, so I mean, there's nothing wrong with keeping up. Okay, it sounds to me like people show you who they are. He told you up front he travels a lot. He's not that available. When he comes town, I'm sure he wouldn't mind taking you to Pound Town, as Mena says. Do you believe I'm now saying that? But I don't think this is a guy that you're going to turn into a relationship man. At least not yet. If he's telling you he's traveling a lot. And I think that women need to pay attention to what men are telling them, especially early on. He's saying he's traveling when he comes down. I mean, so yeah, keep it going if you guys are going to be texting for the next whatever until he comes back. But I don't think that you should try to have a relationship with him. If he travels and he sounds like he's like a cinematographer, he shoots and something, mm-hmm. right? Not a good sign. Like traveling in and out. I like long distance relationships. Yeah. So I'd be like, cool, let's bang when you come to town and you come back in 3 weeks and we'll bang again. But Amanda, if you're looking for a relationship, I don't think you should try out the dating thing. I think maybe he's a booty call. And we put him in that category.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't think you're going to convert this one.
Because you're just going to be wondering what he's doing when he's not in town.
Right, exactly. And then you're going to get attached. So I wouldn't even recommend, if you can handle the booty call aspect of it. I know you didn't have sex with him yet, but there's nothing wrong with these guys. Like, I've had, you know, men like that that come in town and you do whatever. But if you can handle it, some women are not good. They get too emotionally attached. So just pay attention to what your needs are, Amanda.
Yeah.
Hi, Emily. So I started by watching your new TV show and think you are absolutely wonderful with the advice you give. I have an issue I've asked girlfriends about, but still not sure. It's really not a big deal, but I met this guy. He's a little younger than me, but drop-dead gorgeous, athletic, and just a good man. Well, I found out he was a virgin. I don't have any issue with it, but I have never slept with a virgin. The time might be coming, and I do not know how to handle it. Please, please, please write back and help me. Thank you, Jillian. Okay, Jillian, so I'm wondering how old you are. Not that it really matters, but I'm assuming that you've had sex before, and he never has. And I would say, don't make a big deal out of the fact that he's a virgin. I mean, he told you he was a virgin. And I would just take it slow and do lots of foreplay and just let it happen naturally. I think that if you spend too much time thinking, I mean, he's just going to be psyched that he's, I mean, he's going to be psyched, right? Even though the first time is never like, right, amazing. Like,
No, it's never going to be good.
It's not going to be his best sex ever, Jillian, and that's not because of you. But I think that there's nothing you can do. You get on top of him and you move around. I mean, I think anything you do, actually, you ask me, you don't know what to do, just do it. Like, have sex with him, move around, do what makes you feel good. He's going to freak out and lose his mind. You're probably a hot little thing. Get on top of him. What? There's like, right?
Yeah,
virgins,
gonna know any better.
He's not gonna know any better. I would say that you can't hurt, like with women, it's a little trickier because, you know, the orgasms and the insertion of a penis for the first time, there could be blood. I think with guys, it's just like the holy grail.
They're just happy.
Yeah. I think that you should just, and I don't think you need to play like, you know, teacher, student. I think that the first time can just be, again, I'm assuming that you've already been intimate and you've already fooled around a little bit. And I would just take it out of your mind that it's the first time and just go into it and have a good time. Mm. And I think he will be psyched and you will not. I think first being someone's first is kind of a good thing. That he has nothing to compare you to. Not that men compare. Yeah. Some men compare. I'm not a comparer.
Guys, if you want to know how a woman is not a virgin.
Oh, God. What?
This is how you know when you're younger. She knows how to grab it and put it inside of her. Virgins don't know how to do that.
What are you talking about?
If a woman knows how to guide your penis into her with her hand, then she is not a virgin.
Okay.
That's just an instant giveaway.
But isn't that just obvious that you just guide a penis?
Not if you're a virgin.
So she might, Jillian might have to do the guiding though, because he might not really know how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So that's just a little tip, little inside info, guys.
Well, she wouldn't know to guide a penis into her vagina? Like, that's where it goes?
No, no, no. But I'm just saying to guys, that's just a little inside tip when we're talking about virgins here.
Do you know that I've received...
It's funny because when I was younger, when I was in you know, my teens and stuff like that, that was just like a dead giveaway that a chick wasn't a virgin, you know?
Right.
But nowadays, you know, when you're older, it doesn't even matter.
I don't even think about that. But yeah. It's good to know because we need to do... We're going to do a virgin show coming up because I've received hundreds of emails. You know, we always receive hundreds of emails, but even in the last few weeks, just from virgins. And I think the show Misadvised exposed a lot of new listeners. So we got to take care of the virgins and tell them what to do.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It's important. Okay. Dear Emily, I am 33-year-old single mom. I currently just ended a 4-year relationship with someone who I've known since I was 15 years old. He's also a single dad, and I love his daughter and treated her like she was my own. My ex-boyfriend basically became very distant and didn't seem to care about our relationship. He has depression and stopped getting help for it. Since then, he just does things to make himself feel better, and it pushed me and my daughter out of the picture. I'm having a hard time getting over this because I wanted him to just be honest and tell me that he can't be that guy I want. I honestly feel cursed or something when it comes to relationships. I need to know the best way to stop thinking about why he changed and just get over this. Please help, Christina. Okay, Christina, here's the deal. I think that a lot of women, there's sort of like cycles of breaking up with someone, and a lot of women get into a relationship with a guy hoping that they're going to change them. And nobody's going to change unless they want to change. So I think that you're beating yourself up right now because you're like, why did he change and what did I do? It would, and how you get over it is you just have to change your thinking. You need to stop obsessing over this relationship and move on. He's depressed. He's not getting help for it. Depression is a serious disease. And if he's not getting any help for it, he can't be available to you because actually depression is a very self-involved disease that when you're a depressed person, you can't fully, even if he said he wanted to commit to you, he probably can't fully be there for you if he is seriously depressed. And I worry about your daughter. And I think that you just have to stop. You just can't, you just have to like move on, talk to your friends about it, keep a journal and keep switching those positive thoughts in your head. Like, you know what? Wasn't right for me and move on. Like you just have to literally, when those thoughts are coming up, can I get him back? Can I change him? We change. He showed you who he was and the depression. This all worries me. And I would just say you've got to do your best to, you're not cursed and you will find another guy. I promise you. And all I can say is you want to know the best way to stop thinking about is why you change. Just stop thinking about it because it has nothing to do with you. That's not a thing. You're probably blaming yourself that you had something to do with this situation. And I think that you had nothing to do with it. The guy's depressed. He's got a disease. And he got, became distant. He wasn't there for you. Like, it should be so obvious. Like, read what you wrote me. And that, if you, would you tell your friend to date someone like that? No, you don't deserve it. And you shouldn't keep obsessing over this guy. You just got to move on. And it is about changing your thoughts. Like,
it's
literally
a waste of time.
I know I say this all the time, and it's almost like meditation, but it's cognitive psychology, is that how you change your thoughts is literally when you have that thought and you have to replace it with a positive thought or a mantra. I am lovable. I am worthy. I am whatever. You can laugh at me, Menace. But seriously, every time if you trigger in your brain when you have that negative thought about him and you replace it with I am lovable, I will find love, or whatever makes you feel good, you can train your brain to send positive message to yourself and it will change everything.
Yeah, that it reminds me when you're saying that about that life coach or whatever he was that was with Julia Allison on the Misadvised show on Bravo. What was he?
He was like a happiness coach.
Happiness coach.
What did he say?
He was just, you know, just giving out positive vibes and, you know, looking at Julia's life and what's good about it and all this stuff. And I was like, man, I wanna talk to that guy.
Yeah, oh, you liked him. Good.
Yeah, I liked him a lot.
Yeah, they brought him back twice on the show.
Yeah, he was really cool. I liked him.
It is true that it's all in your mind and that we are all responsible for our own emotions and how we live our life. And it's literally 99% of suffering comes from our brain, comes from our own minds. We create the suffering in our life. Yes, there's bad things. There's death and disease. And I know people are sick and things happen. But most of the time, it's our own thoughts that we're getting in our own way. Yeah. And you just have to learn to get out of your own way. And it's because your thoughts. And if you don't learn to control your thoughts, you're not going to be able to control your life.
That is true.
Damn it. All right. Dear Emily, I loved watching you on Misadvised. You are just beautiful and seem so confident. You are a woman that is firm in knowing what she wants, and I love that. I also love your unique sense of style that you wear so confidently. So I was wondering, what gives you confidence, and what things do to keep that confidence? What do you do to keep that confidence? Do you ever feel self-conscious during sex? What tips can you give your female listeners that would help them exude the confidence that you have, especially in the bedroom? From Callie. It's from a woman. Okay. How did I become a confident female? Well, I have insecurities just like everyone else, but I think that I have done a lot of work on myself, meaning therapy, emotionally, like
soul searching.
And I think you just have to start celebrating all the good things in your life. Make a gratitude list every night when you go to bed. If you're in a depressed place, just be like, think about all the things that you're grateful for. I think you have to just be honest, surround yourself with positive people, good people, people that love you. Be a loving person. Be a good friend. I don't know. I don't know why I am. I haven't always been this. I don't know. It's just like growing, like just, well, life is too short not to be confident.
Also, it's your surroundings too. I found with me that I just made my circles smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And just, I was only around people that wanted to go do things and do things bigger. You know, not the people that were depressed because nothing happened for
them.
And I kind of got rid of all those people in my life that just like
bringing you down.
Yeah. I just like, I can't hang around these people that won't take the extra step to better their lives. I can't do it.
Right. You have to make it your life work to be healthy emotionally, mentally. Like you really, I don't know. I think I just have spent a lot of time. You literally there's nothing more important. People are trying to get in relationships when they're like, you know, half a person and they think someone's going to complete them and they haven't totally done their work on themselves. And then you're attracting someone who's attracted to like, and you're going to try to make a hole when you're not whole yet.
Yeah.
And you need to fill up that emptiness in you. I mean, everyone has it and everyone has to work on it, but you just have to know that you deserve all the best things in life and just believe it and tell yourself how amazing you are. Cause you are too, Callie. I don't know how I got that way, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Just me. Just me.
I mean,
me.
You do hang out with free-loving
people. Free-loving, positive. I don't have negative people in my life. I did the same thing. Menace weeded out friends. I think you change, though. Like, you do change. And if there's friends that aren't serving you anymore or people in your life that are holding you back, I don't know. A lot of times you feel like there's an allegiance. Like, oh, this person, we've been friends since we were 10 or whatever. But people change. And if they have negative energy and they're not positive influences or they make you feel bad about yourself, you shouldn't spend time with them.
Also, your priorities change, too, when you get older. When I was young, I was like, you know, I want a nice car. I want a nice place to live. And then I did all that. And then all that went away, and I was like, I'm happy without that kind of
exactly.
stuff. You know?
Exactly. I've had money. I've lost money. I've had no money. The whole thing. Yeah. It's not about the things in life that you think are going to make you happy don't make you happy. You have to work at, like, feeling good about yourself. Because a lot of people think they need the boyfriend, once they have the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the house or the car, that they're going to, that everything's going to be perfect. And to live your life thinking that there's some kind of something over the horizon that's going to make everything better is a total fallacy.
Yeah.
You just got to love yourself every day.
Oh
my God. Okay, let's move into our text. So anyway, you can email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You can also just go right to sexwithemily.com and send me your questions because I do try to answer all of them. All right, here's some facts about orgasm that we actually got from Jimmy Jane. We love Jimmy Jane immensely. They make the most amazing vibrators, massage candles, and pleasure kits that blend sex, art, and design. So I am in love with their products. You use coupon code SUMMER for $25 off purchases of $100 or more. And you can visit my Emily's Picks page and see my favorite products. And we, you should try the Form 2 vibrator. You could try their massage candles. It's a great way to spice up your relationship. Just go to jimmyjane.com. Use coupon code SUMMER. Okay, so these are some facts about orgasms. Ready? 53% of American women have used a vibrator. That's a lot.
Yes.
No one that you've ever been with. But okay, of those women, 79% of those women use vibrators with their partner. That's a lot. That's a high number.
So half of the people use them.
And then 80% of those people with vibrators bring it into the bedroom.
Wow.
Because a lot of women need clitoral stimulation in order to orgasm. And so no matter how great you are in bed, how big your penis is or thick or whatever, small, I don't even care. It's not going to do it. Like, you could have all the tools in the world in your penis and it won't work. They need a vibrator. So don't be upset about it. It doesn't mean that they don't love you and your penis. The tip of the clitoris contains approximately 8,000 nerve endings, almost twice as much as the penis. I've always loved this fact. Did you know that it has 8,000 nerve endings just in the clitoris?
Well, I always know that you guys are more complicated than...
It's complicated. We've got 8,000 nerve endings, like the double of the penis. Like, people think the penis is a mighty powerful god. The clitoris is where it's at. 8,000. Okay, it takes the average woman 4 minutes to orgasm through masturbation.
Jesus.
Versus 10 to 20 minutes through intercourse. Don't you wish it was 4 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 10 to 20 minutes through intercourse. And sometimes it's even 30 minutes, I've heard. It is true, though, during masturbation, it's just easy. I wish you could just bring it into sex. It takes a long time for some women. But nothing wrong with that, right? Where you got to be? You're having sex. Enjoy it. Okay. 33 to 50% of women experience orgasm infrequently and are dissatisfied with how often they reach it. So 33 to 50% don't orgasm. That's a lot of non-orgasming women. That's a lot of non-orgasmic females. Pissed off women. Bring a vibrator in the bedroom. You know what is a great one for partner sex is, since these are tips from Jimmy Jane, the Form 2 vibrator is like, fits in, it looks like a tongue, and it fits in the palm of your hand, and you can just put it on your clitoris while you're having sex. It's in your hand, and it's vibrating, and it's amazing. I'm just telling you. I've done that. I'll admit it, and I love it. Okay. 48% of American women say they faked an orgasm versus 11% of American men. Half of women. So that is the good chances are you say no woman's ever faked it with you. I'm sure they have.
No, I never said that.
You haven't?
No.
I thought you have. I assumed that's something you would say.
No.
That to me is an assumption.
That would be a menacism. Statement.
A menacism? A menace. We need a good.
Yeah.
No, we need that a good would be, name for that.
That would be an ignorant. Wow. Now I can't even say it.
Ignorant?
Ignorant.
That would statement. Be an ignorant statement. I'm sure not many have faked it. I faked it, but I will not fake it ever again.
Oh, do you know what? We haven't even mentioned we're on XM radio right now. 165.
We're on Sirius XM 165.
Hello.
XM 165.
Because when I really stumble on my words when we're outside of our podcast, I get upset when I know that we're on XM radio.
Oh. Well, we are so happy to be here on XM. If you're listening, tweet us, email us, Sex with Emily.
Every Friday.
At Sex with Emily every Friday. And we have hundreds of podcasts that you can easily download from iTunes, from the RSS feed on our website. And you can listen to us every day. A lot of people do it.
And you have new content up every
day. New content on our website. We've got blogs. We've got information. We've got videos. We've got a lot going on there.
There's a new video show on sexwithemily.com where it's a video version of what we're doing
right
now.
Right. T-Radio V on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock. We've got so many different ways that you can listen, you can watch, you can masturbate, whatever you want to do. Okay. Right. Up to 75% of women who have orgasms require clitoral stimulation to do so. So 75% of women who have orgasms need their clitoris rubbed in a way that sometimes the penis can't, which is why you might need a vibrator. But sometimes the penis can. I'm not saying that. But 75%. Like, they need that. Like, if you're not touching her clitoris, she's not going to get there.
So I need a rock box.
Oh, my God. I still haven't used it. It's the most powerful vibrator on the planet. And I was given one at a show I went to. And I haven't tried it yet. And I'm afraid of it. Because you should see the electrical cord. It's like a power drill.
No, thank you.
I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to have a party soon at my house. We're going to have an intern party. And you should come. And we'll do it on a Friday.
Live.
And I'll show you the rock box.
You always do parties during the
week. We're not
going
to do it. No. I just decided we're going to do it on the weekday. You have to be there. Because when you're not there, people get upset.
All right.
Okay. 70% of men and 34% of women said they think about sex every day. Okay. So this isn't they always say men think about sex like 100 to 300 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that guy? Do you think about sex all the time?
No, which is unfortunate. It's usually in the morning and in the evening. No time during the day.
It doesn't even pop in your head. Not even when you see me.
Not even when I see you.
That's interesting. Okay. They think about sex every day. I don't think that. Well, I mean, I think about sex all the time.
Of course.
But it's more for work. But I'm not thinking about.
Every email you have has the word sex in it.
I know. Every single one. But it's true. That's double, though, the amount of men that are thinking about sex all the time. Okay, a woman is 30% more likely to orgasm if her feet are warm. So keep her feet warm under the covers.
What should I do? Should I put her in a hot tub?
I don't know. Yeah, put
her
in a hot tub.
Have you had sex in a hot tub before?
Mm.
Does that work?
No, sex in water is...
Actually not a lubricant.
It's not a lubricant. Water is not a lubricant, and it just it's kind of more of like a novelty thing. But I don't think that you can actually have amazing, like, orgasmic sex. At least I haven't in water. And it's been a really long time since I have had sex. But I know that I, like, have fooled around in a hot tub. Have you?
No. Don't do that.
I think I've had sex. I can't remember. Okay. In a hot tub. But or, like, a pool. But I remember it always being, like, a letdown. Because it just feels different with the water and all that. But if you've had amazing aquatic sex? Let me know. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Okay, we've got some more talk about orgasms here. If you're not, Menace, if you're taking good notes here.
What?
Okay, here's a couple of different kinds of orgasms.
Kinds of orgasms?
There's different kinds.
Now, this is new.
This is new.
This is new information you're telling me that there's different kinds.
No, you know this. Internal versus external. Most women require external or clitoral stimulation to achieve an orgasm. With thousands of nerve endings, the clitoris is said by many sexperts and sexologists to be the female pleasure center. However, there is a minority out there, less than a quarter of all women who can climax through internal stimulation alone. That is, through intercourse or other types of penetration. So there's the, like, that's what they're saying is like the G-spot orgasm, the internal one, and the external one. Some women, and I hate these bitches, experience simultaneous internal and external orgasms.
Oh, I know these people.
I am not that person. I would like to be that person in my next life.
How can you train? You just can't train yourself to do that.
I can. I got to work on it. This is called a combination or a blended orgasm, and it requires clitoral and vaginal or G-spot stimulation at the same time. So you could buy a vibrator for if you want to do it on your practice on your own. You can buy a G-spot vibrator that just targets your G-spot and then put another one on your clitoris. You don't have to do it during intercourse. You could do this on your own through masturbation and then see what happens. See if you can do it that way. That's I've done.
Yeah,
it's a lot of tools going on down there.
We took a tour of the Jimmy Jane
HQ
offices,
yeah.
And they had like so many different kinds and shapes. It's crazy. You're going to find one that's going to work for you, you know?
Right.
Didn't they have one set where it had all of them in it? Like that, the at-home set or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, probably.
They did. They had like one thing that had like a bunch of them in one bundle. I swear.
Oh, yeah. They had the classics. What are they called? The pleasure sets?
The pleasure sets, maybe.
Yeah.
But it was just like a whole,
or the iconic collection of like the rabbit and they have
Yeah,
it was all white.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is that?
Okay, so they sell these best selling vibrators. So like you know how like the rabbit and the pocket rocket and a cock ring, they sell like they're called the I wanna say they're the classics or the iconics, the what? The usual suspects. They're called the usual suspects on Jimmy Jane. And they look really great and they have the rabbit and they have my first vibrator, the pocket rocket, and they're all amazing. And also the form two, like I said, is good for clitoral stimulation during intercourse. And if you want to, I'll keep going. Okay.
All right.
Alternatively, you can make your man or a vibrator designed for internal stimulation twice as nice by adding this is about the iconic ring for clitoral stimulation. So if you're someone who can have an internal orgasm, but you still need clitoral stimulation, you can buy the iconic ring from Jimmy Jane. Just go to my website and click on the Jimmy Jane banner. It's really easy. And I gave one to Andy Cohn from Bravo when I was on his show. And it stretches, so it fits any penis. And then it has a vibrator on it that hits the clitoris. So it works like that. Okay, single versus multiple. Single orgasms can last anywhere from a few seconds to a minute.
Uh-huh.
Mine are not a minute long. But there are, like, courses, like, that you can take that you can learn to have like hour long orgasms. I know these people. I should take those courses.
You should.
It's on my list. Okay. Unlike most men who require a refractory period anywhere between from minutes to hours to recover between orgasms, some women can have multiple orgasms with little or no pause in between. I can do that. Do you care? I'm proud.
How many do you think you've hidden?
Multiple orgasms come in two forms. I'm going to give you, oh, how many have I had in my life? What are the most amount?
Yeah, like in one session.
Like nine?
Nine in one session? Well, how long of a time period in between? Like, how long was this session?
Well, like, once you have one, it's easy for me to have more. So I would say 10 minutes.
9 and 10 minutes.
Yeah, because they just keep firing.
Really?
Yeah. I'll break it down for you.
Wow. I hope you got that on video.
No, I do not videotape myself orgasming or doing anything else except for, well, that's not true. I guess I do. Okay, here's the deal. So multiple orgasms come in two forms, sequential and serial. Sequential orgasms are orgasms that occur one after another within a few minutes in between. Additional stimulation is often required to get from one to the next, but there is no limit to how many you might have during one counter. Serial orgasms are one orgasm experienced immediately after the next and the next and the next. This is a wild ride for those who can actually achieve it, which is not many. I did not have serial. I had sequential. So I did not have like boom, boom, boom. I had like, you got to do it again and again and again. But if you just keep firing, that's got to be friggin' amazing. Can you imagine? Okay, so I've got to just, and then we've got real versus fake. Studies indicate that 80% of women have faked an orgasm. There's many reasons. From wanting to boost our partner's self-esteem to feeling bad about being unable to achieve orgasm or just being too tired and wanting to call it a night. Which is all the reasons why I've cheated. I've cheated my orgasm.
Yeah. Well,
you've
that's
probably
why
heard
I haven't
it before.
Even gone to rose to the occasion because I'm so exhausted. I don't even.
Yeah,
wanna.
I know, honey. You got to get more rest. You've probably heard it before, but it's worth repeating. Nobody wins when you fake it. And then I got to say, if you are interested in these sex tips, and you're curious about how to learn more, we are starting a new contest. Okay, so first of all, Sinclair Institute. They're amazing. They make these – you can just find their banner on my website. They make these amazing DVDs, Better Sex video series. It's not porn. They're DVDs you can watch with your partner, and you could break it down into Better Sex Guide to Oral Sex, 32 Ways to Please Your Lover, and these videos actually – DVDs show you how to do it.
Really?
So we're having a – oh, and if you use coupon code EMILY50, you get 50% off any one item at the Sinclair Institute. Just check it out on my website. So we're having a contest right now that we just launched today. What do you wish they taught you in sex ed? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. The prize is a gift basket from Sinclair Institute, including a bunch of DVDs and toys. We saw it today. It's amazing because they sell toys as well. And it's a huge basket that we're giving away to someone who tells, what do you wish you learned in sex ed?
I tried to explain this to you the other day.
You didn't have sex ed.
No, I had sex ed. I tried to explain to you and you totally got upset the moment I said it.
Oh, well, you're going to say it again? Piss me off? What is it?
That the cost of having sex.
What are you talking about?
Because when I think of sex, I think of sex in being in a relationship, not just like random hookups.
Right.
So the whole process of getting to the point of having sex is, you know, you have to court somebody and
you don't have to do all that stuff.
Eventually, if you want to be in a relationship, yeah, you do.
But it doesn't have to cost money. Go to the park. Go to a museum.
All right. Eventually, one day, when you're in a relationship, it will. You're going to have to do a lot more things in order to have sex. I'm sorry. That's just how the world is.
Okay. For men, maybe.
Yeah.
That it's expensive because you mean you have to buy them dinners and shoes and
stuff?
You have
to buy them dinners and take them out and then... And eventually, when you do end up living with somebody, then you got to take care of a bunch of stuff in the house. You know, you can have an argument over something, and then you're not going to be able to have sex.
Change the light bulbs and stuff.
You know, you got to do a lot of work for it to happen. And I'm not saying that women are not doing any work to make it happen either. You know, but I'm just saying men have to go through a lot of process to be a nice person,
right?
In order to have sex.
It makes them better people.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you can have random sex here and there. It doesn't matter.
Right. But you're saying in a relationship it's expensive. It's like saving up for kids' college education. You got to save up for your relationship.
Totally.
You must be saving a lot of money right now because you haven't had a girlfriend in years.
I know.
You
but
must have
you
a
have to,
really hefty bank account.
Just like, I don't know. Because if you are broke, it causes rifts in your relationship. I'm sorry, it does. Everything comes down to money. You've said this before. It was one of the biggest problems in relationships is over money.
Money and sex.
Yeah.
Because of the way we have to actually have to wrap up, but it's the way people.
No, we have a little more time.
We do? Good. Yeah. It's the way people deal with money. They don't talk about it, whether you have too much or too little. Couples spend money in different ways. So that's where it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
So when couples don't talk about money and they, like, a woman has an expectation that he's going to pay, he thinks that she spends too much, whatever it is, couples have to talk about money and sex. And if you don't talk about money and sex, your relationship's going to be over.
Yeah, and I think that should be a part of the sex ed. I'm sorry.
Oh, money.
Interacting.
And sex, talking about, I think, communication. Talking about what you like.
It is part of communication. You can take the money factor out and just being, like, cohabitating with people and, you know, dealing with somebody else's personality. And,
right.
How to compromise and stuff like that.
They should teach that in school.
They should totally teach that.
They should totally. You win. No, just kidding. You guys got to email us if you want to be in the contest. feedback@sexwithemily.com. If you've never checked out my app, I have an iPhone app for men and women called Kegel Camp. It will improve your sex life. You just do these little exercises. And I have a book called Hot Sex, over 200 things you can try tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. Check out my website, sexwithemily.com. Anything else?
Download Stitcher. We're at the Stitcher Studios in San Francisco, California. Stitcher is a free app, totally free for your iPhone or Android or your iPad. Download it, and all you got to do is search Sex with Emily, and you can listen to it whenever you want.
So cool. You just stream it from your phone. So, okay, everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
So you know I'm obsessed with candles, right? Have you ever heard of massage oil candles? Okay, so get this. I always light candles when I'm enjoying a glass of wine with friends, and recently they were over, and I lit 3 candles for my new line called Emily and Tony. My skin felt really dry, so I went ahead and poured some of it on my hands, and I gave myself a quick massage. My friends were stunned that I did this, and immediately were obsessed. And here's why. See, these candles are really aromatherapy massage oils that, when warmed like a candle, they melt into the most luxurious body oil that is super hydrating, leaves your skin feeling and smelling amazing, and it's perfect for massaging your partner or yourself. You can use it during foreplay, and you know me, I'm a firm believer in foreplay. They come in delicious flavors like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. Not just that, they look great in your home. So help us keep this podcast free. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. And you're welcome.